the project is moving along, and we just got notification today that the stage two assessment, appropriate assessment, is not required in respect to this proposed development. So they had carried out screening, environmental impact assessment screening, last year, and it has, the report has said that that the project, I suppose, can move on now. So the plans are available for the public to have a look at online or in person. So the drawings are there, there's a road safety audit, archaeological impact assessment and public notices. So everything is available there for the public to have a look at. But I suppose the most important thing is that this project is moving on. There is a huge need for this type of dwelling and in all our villages around the county and around the country. So there will be 16 new housing units in total. The Hearts Court is the name of the new development. So there are 10 one-bedroom dwellings, 4 two-bedroom houses and 2 three-bedroom houses. So you're going to also have car parking, public open space, and then of course it's the boundaries, drainage, utilities and services connecting to that as well. So look, it's all good, it's all progress and it's much needed, and I know that the different meetings that we have had over over the years and from dealing with constituents, an awful lot of people are asking for this type of dwelling. So it's good, it's a new social housing development and it's very, very welcome.
It's good, Councillor, that this project is progressing, as you say, given that there was some issues previously relating to archaeological issues, given the location of the site.
Yeah, given the nature of the site, that there have been questions about it, I suppose, over the years as well, and that has added to the delay. But it's good news now that the project can move on, the council can move on with this. And as I said, the appropriate assessment is not required in relation to the proposed development. So the environmental impact assessment screening report has determined that there is no likelihood of significant effects on the environment arising from the proposed development, and has determined that an environmental impact assessment report is not required in respect to this proposed development. So look, it's all part of the process that they have to go through, and it obviously all has to be done right. So that is, it goes through the different stages. So at least now that it's moving on and all the details and all the information is available for the public to have a look at.